Rio de Janeiro is in mourning. Many residents are dressing in black. The symbolic act is in remembrance of a six-year-old boy whose gruesome death has shaken the city that is in the midst of a violent crime surge, extraordinary even by Rio standards. From Rio de Janeiro, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Rio can seem anesthetized to violence, but few episodes have touched the city, as has the death of João Elio Fernandes Viegas. He was to be 7 in March, but last Wednesday, 2 armed assailants approached his mother's car and ordered everyone out. Before his mother could get João Elio out of the back seat, the thieves jumped in and sped off. Half strapped into his seatbelt, half dangling out of the door, João Elio was dragged through the streets of Rio for several miles. After a 10-minute high-speed drive, the teenage gunman abandoned the car. By then, the boy was dead. Luis Eduardo Soares is one of the leading authors and thinkers on crime in Brazil. The former head of Rio's public security says the death of João Elio has shaken the country.
We have to face this ugly side of ourselves as a species, and it's really terrible. And we ask ourselves what kind of youth we are generating, what kind of youth we are educating and forming for life.
Soares says homicides have become so much a part of daily life that they have lost their singularity, a phenomenon he says is not limited to Brazil. He cites Russia, the Middle East, and the United States.
We have to rethink our culture and the way we are developing our countries and materialism and individualism and the way we are dealing with life, with the mysteries of life, with mysteries of ourselves.
Sociologist Julita Lemgruber says there is no mystery behind Rio's ever-increasing crime rate. She says that only 2% of all homicides in the city are actually solved by the police, and that a sense of impunity is fueling criminal activity.
When a criminal is ready to pull a trigger, he doesn't ask himself, am I going to get 5 years of jail, 10 years, 20 years? This does not count. But what really counts is that, am I going to be caught? And this doesn't happen in this state, this doesn't happen in this country, and this is the problem.
While Lemgruber calls the case of 6-year-old João Elio tragic, she says there are many more like him that occur far from the glare of publicity.
This one got a lot of attention, of course, because of the circumstances, because it was a middle-class family. But we shouldn't forget there are very, very young kids being killed by stray bullets in the slums of Rio every day, and nobody cares.
Yet the case of small João Elio has become an emblem around which people are rallying. A grainy photograph of the boy is splashed on the cover of one of the country's most widely read magazines. The angry headline in the weekly Veja reads, "No Limits to Barbarity." The crime moved Brazilian novelist Paulo Coelho, who says that every Brazilian is guilty for João Elio's death. Coelho says blaming an inept government accomplishes nothing.
People find always an excuse or someone to blame. We are responsible. I am somehow the victim and the murderer. I cannot separate these two things.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.